I invite you to remain standing this morning for our gospel reading. It comes from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew and contains the scripture of what we have come to know as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus says then, "Pray then in this way, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one." This is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Who taught you to pray? Who were the people in your life, maybe from a long time ago or maybe more recently, who taught you how to pray? Can you remember learning how to pray? How did that come about for you? These were questions I found myself thinking about this week as we continue our series on the prayers of Jesus for the season of Lent. In the version of the Lord's Prayer that's found in the Gospel of Luke, so not the version that we read this morning, it begins with these words. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Because of this, when we think of the Lord's Prayer, we often think of it as the prayer that Jesus taught us, the prayer that teaches us how we are to pray. I really wanted this morning to be able to tell you the story of how I learned the Lord's Prayer, but as I got to thinking about it, I realized that I don't remember learning the Lord's Prayer. I'm sure I did at some point in my life, probably in Sunday school or children's church, or I just picked it up by being in church as a child. But I don't remember anything specific about learning it. And that's okay. Some of you might be in similar situations. And I think it's equally beautiful to either be able to remember learning the Lord's Prayer or not remember because it was a part of your life since before you can remember. But either way, even if I don't remember learning the Lord's Prayer, I do have people who taught me how to pray. Because learning to pray is a lifelong journey. When I read the scripture of the Lord's Prayer or I pray the prayer, I know that there are truths or meanings to it that I have been taught. And so that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Less the actual words of the Lord's Prayer, and more, what does Jesus teach us about prayer by having this be the prayer that he teaches to the disciples? So the first aspect of the Lord's Prayer that strikes me is that it's simple and accessible. When the disciples ask Jesus to teach them how to pray, he doesn't respond with a lecture or a sermon or a debate. He gives them a prayer that they can actually use and say in less than a minute. He uses words that are easy to understand. It's a prayer that can be said daily or even hourly. It's not too hard for us to remember. When I think about people who taught me the simple and daily nature of prayer, I think of camp counselors that I had when I was growing up and attending church camp at Camp Wanakee. At camp, we pray a lot. Before meals, during Bible study, during worship, and oftentimes just going through the day. And the camp counselors, they always treated prayer like something that anybody could do. They got us campers involved in praying through different ways to pray. And I remember that when they prayed, it always sounded normal. It was words that I would use and words that made sense to me. Which honestly wasn't always the case when my pastor or other adults would pray at church. They weren't prayers that were long or wordy. They were just honest and simple prayers. And often I would end the week of camp thinking, well, I can do that too. And that's the same effect of the Lord's Prayer. It's a prayer that should make us think, well, I can do that too. Jesus is showing us here that prayer doesn't have to be long or fancy or flashy. Prayer is simple. We don't have to worry about getting it right or making sure we cover every little thing under the sun. We can just pray. We can pray these words of the Lord's Prayer. We can pray no words. We can pray all the words if we want, but we don't have to. The way of prayer that Jesus teaches us is simple and accessible. It shouldn't be too hard for us or make us feel like there's no way we can do it. It's just prayer. The Lord's Prayer teaches us that prayer is simple and accessible. Now, the other two truths about prayer that we're going to talk about this morning, they're actually truths that Carl showed me last week during worship. Last Sunday at 8:15 and 11:05, so unfortunately you all missed it, but you could go back and watch the 11:05 live stream. Carl played a version of the Lord's Prayer during the offering. It was a version that I hadn't heard before. I looked it up. It's by the artist Matt Mayer. And there were two parts of what the words were that really struck me into thinking about the Lord's Prayer. The first came towards the end of the song when it arrived almost at the end of the prayer. And the lyrics became, it's yours, all yours, the kingdom, the power, the glory are yours. It's yours, all yours, forever and ever the kingdom is yours. Those words, it's yours, they really stuck with me. I found myself thinking about how the Lord's Prayer shows us the truth that everything belongs to God. And if everything belongs to God, then you can take anything to God in prayer. When I think about who some of the people were in my life who taught me that everything belongs to God and you can take anything to God in prayer, I think back to a prayer group at my church growing up. The pastor at my church at the time started this once-a-week evening prayer group when I was in high school. It only lasted about a year, but when I look back, I realize that it was foundational to my understanding of prayer. There was a small group of us that would gather in the sanctuary every week. As a high schooler, I was by far the youngest one there. And I realized that being in high school and attending a weekly prayer group with a bunch of older adults is like the least cool thing to do in the world. But I became a pastor, so like I wasn't really on the cool track at any time. But every week we would gather, and our pastor would lead us through different ways to pray and different things to pray about. Up until that point in my life, I basically thought the things that you prayed about outside of your meals were if you were nervous about a test at school or if you knew somebody who was sick. But this group allowed me to see that you could pray about anything, for yourself, for others, for the world, for people you knew, for people you didn't know. Everything was God's, and so everything could go to God in prayer. The words that Jesus teaches in the Lord's Prayer show us this too. It's all God's. Everything belongs to God, from God's kingdom to God's will. Everything belongs to God, from earth to heaven. Everything belongs to God, including our daily needs. Everything belongs to God, including forgiveness. Everything belongs to God, and so we can be delivered and rescued from evil. Everything belongs to God, from the kingdom to the power to the glory. And if all this belongs to God, we can offer anything to God in prayer. We can pray when we're seeking the goodness of God's kingdom. We can pray when we're trying to understand God's will. We can pray about those daily needs that we have. We can pray to ask for forgiveness and to seek guidance on forgiving others. We can pray when we're in need of rescue or deliverance. It's all God's. It all belongs to God. The Lord's Prayer teaches us about the simplicity of prayer. The Lord's Prayer teaches us that all belongs to God, and so we can offer anything to God in prayer. And the final teaching of the Lord's Prayer that I want to offer this morning also draws from that sung version that Carl shared last week. The main chorus of the song goes, "Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart." I will admit that the addition of the phrase, "right here in my heart," surprised me initially. That's not what the Lord's Prayer says, I thought. But then I realized that perhaps it says it without saying it. That if we're praying that God's kingdom come and God's will be done, not just on heaven, but on earth, well, aren't we here on earth too? And if we're praying for God's kingdom and God's will here on earth, it's going to be here in our hearts as well. Well, what does that mean? Why does that matter? Well, if God's kingdom and God's will come right here in my heart, then my heart is going to change. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be transformed. And so as Jesus teaches us to pray, he teaches us that we're going to be transformed by our prayers. There are many people who have taught me about the transformational power of prayer over the years. But somebody I found myself thinking about this week was one of our dear saints of the church who passed away a while ago. Her name was Sally Kirk. Those of you who knew Sally knew that she was a prayer. Now, of course, we have many deep people of prayer in our church. But what struck me always about Sally was how being a prayer just flowed out of her. She taught me what it looked like to be a person who had been completely transformed by prayer. As Sally suffered from cancer, every time I would call her up on the phone and tell her that I was praying for her, she would always respond by telling me that she was praying for me each and every day, and that she was praying for Pastor Dave every day, and that she was praying for Pastor Matt every day, and that she was still praying for Pastor Christopher every day, even though he wasn't here at our church anymore. Now, Sally didn't have a prideful or boastful bone in her, so she wasn't telling me this to show off. She was telling me this because God's will and God's kingdom had been at work in her heart. She had been changed. She had been transformed. She prayed because she knew that prayer was powerful and transformative. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us that we are changed by our prayers, that praying that God's kingdom come and God's will be done might open us to being transformed, to living in God's kingdom ways and following God's will, that praying that we might receive our daily needs from God might actually transform what we view our daily needs to be, that praying for forgiveness might bring our hearts to repentance for the wrong we have done and might give us grace in our hearts to forgive those who have hurt us, that praying for freedom from temptation and deliverance from evil might actually allow our hearts freedom from those things. Prayer, as Jesus teaches it, is a path to transformation for our own hearts and lives. When the disciples ask Jesus to teach them to pray, he teaches them the Lord's Prayer, but he also teaches them about prayer. He teaches them that prayer is simple and accessible, that you don't need big words or lots of words or fancy words to pray. Jesus teaches that in prayer we might come to trust that everything belongs to God, and so we can offer anything to God in prayer. And finally, Jesus teaches that our own hearts and lives are transformed when we are praying people. So, Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done, on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Amen.